It's Monday, February 28th, 2022.
What you're going to hear is improvised.
Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
He ordinarily goes from just about sunup until well into the night.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. What a great way to open up this year's episode of the show. That was the band Noso from Los Angeles, California. Noso, short for North South, like Korea. That's where this person's from. And they don't have many releases, but they have this one, and I think it's so super good. Suburbia, really into that song that we just heard. So great. If you liked it, maybe follow them on Spotify, look for future stuff. Okay, up next, The Ballet from Brooklyn, New York. Did you know that The Ballet from Brooklyn, New York, one of my very favorite gayest indie pop bands from Brooklyn ever. They still exist, even though they don't release things very frequently. And for some reason, they don't put anything in Spotify, which is weird. I don't understand that either. It's like, guys, give it the program. It's also not in Amazon or I don't know. It's very hard to obtain this stuff unless you go to Bandcamp. That's kind of the only place you can get anything they release these days, it seems. But anyway, did you know they have a song called I Hate the War? It's from their debut album, Mattachine, which we're going to hear. right now, because it's my favorite ballet song, or at least one of them, and it's definitely one I've had on my mind a lot lately. I don't know if you're paying attention to the news. It's a little hard to avoid that Russia, this like awful place. I mean, I hate to generalize like that. I'm sure there's plenty of nice things in Russia, but I actually went there when I was a kid, and I've traveled a lot all over the world, and that is, Russia is one of few places that even as a kid, I came back and I was like, yeah, I can do to never go there again. it's like, it doesn't have a good vibe, that place, I would say. But anyway, it also has a terrible dictator, or, you know, president for life, whatever he is, Putin, who's invaded Ukraine. And normally, you know, whatever, no one likes war, but you know, it's pretty easy. Americans were kind of like oblivious to the rest of the world, because like, oh, whatever. But see, the thing is, my girlfriend is Ukrainian. So it hits a little too close to home. Also, Sweden, pretty close to Russia. So like, I feel more involved than in previous wars, which I also was very much opposed to, you know, for different reasons. In this case, I'm not some sort of pacifist who's like, well, you know, war is terrible, no one should fight. I'm like, no. I want all of the Ukrainians who are there and fighting back to do so. Like, even the neo-Nazis. Yeah, I'm willing to acknowledge there's some shitty people in Ukraine. There's some neo-Nazis. Like, they're real. That's real. That's a thing that's there. There's neo-Nazis in America. You know what I mean? There's neo-Nazis in Sweden. Everywhere's got some shitty people. And you know what? In this case, they're also fighting Putin. So it's sort of like, you got to pick your battles, and we'll deal with the Nazis after we get Putin out, right? So in the meantime, I want the 99% of the Ukrainians who are not Nazis to go ahead and keep kicking Putin's ass. Whatever. I'm very upset about it. Sorry for the rant, but it hits a little too close to home. My girlfriend's family is still not out of the country. They've been waiting in traffic lines for days. It's a bad, bad scene over there. Okay, what was I talking about? The ballet! That's right, from Brooklyn, New York. We're gonna hear some delightful gay indie pop from Brooklyn. Starting right now with I Hate the War. Then we're gonna hear Come Back. It's a new song by The Ballet. Came out, I don't know, last year or something. It's a pretty great song. And then we're gonna hear a remix by The Ballet. I didn't even know they did that. Of Red Sleeping Beauty, a band from right here in Stockholm. They have a song called Second Time, and we're going to hear the ballet rework. That's the name of the remix. And it's amazing how much they make it sound like a ballet song. I mean, it's still, you can tell it's got the Red Sleeping Beauty component, but you just slap on that patina of ballet sound, and it's pretty effective, so it's pretty good. Okay, without further ado, The Ballet, I Hate the War, Come Back, and Second Time, the ballet rework featuring Mary Wire, right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Thank you. see that this day is still going on. I can't believe this day is still going on. And it goes na 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 na.
in Kyiv, Ukraine. This country's president just gave a live address to his own nation and to the nation of Russia. I want to address all of the citizens of Russia. I am speaking to you not as a president. I speak to you as a citizen of Ukraine. You were told we are Nazis, but how can a people support Nazis that gave more than 8 million lives for the victory over Nazism? You were told we hate Russian culture. How can one hate a culture, any culture? Neighbors always enrich each other culturally. However, that does not make them a single whole. It doesn't dissolve us into you. We are different, but that's not a reason to be enemies. Many of you have been in Ukraine. Many of you have relatives in Ukraine. Some studied in Ukrainian universities. You know Ukraine. Listen to yourselves. Listen to the voice of reason. The people of Ukraine want peace. The authorities in Ukraine want peace. They want it, and they are doing everything they can for it. We don't need war, but if we are attacked, if someone attempts to take away our land, our freedom, our lives, the lives of our children, we will defend ourselves. We won't attack, but defend ourselves. By attacking, you'll see our faces, not our backs. I know this speech of mine won't be shown on Russian TV, but the people of Russia need to see it. They need to know the truth. Do Russians want war? I would very much like the answer to this question, but the answer depends only on you, the citizens of the Russian Federation.
Thank you.
those are very nice songs. That was two songs in a row by Beach House from Baltimore, Maryland. They got a new release. It's called Once Twice Melody. From it, we heard Once Twice Melody, the title track, and Another Go Around. And I don't really understand why this is released this way. It seems like it's released as four EPs, like one album that's four EPs. Maybe it's like four discs if you buy it as CDs. I'm not sure. I do know that it's cheaper to buy it as CDs than to download it, which is an irritating artifact of the way digital music is priced. But at any rate, great album. I would say it's the best Beach House release in quite a while. I think it's super good. It was hard to pick two songs, but those two kind of stood out. I love, it feels like there's maybe a little more synth than normal. I don't know. I think it's great stuff. Really into that Beach House release. So check out Once Twice Melody if you liked those two songs. Okay, up next from London, we're going to hear Los Bichos. It's the all-girl surf instrumental band that I love so much. And we're going to hear a couple tracks off their new album, Let the Festivities Begin. The songs we're going to hear are The Link is About to Die and Good to Go, and both are spectacularly good. The whole record is super great. If you like these two songs, you're going to love all of it. It's all great. I feel like these chicks are the best in the biz at this point for doing this kind of music. So without further ado, Los Bichos, The Link is About to Die and Good to Go, right now on The Sounds of My Head.
time I look in glass, I see the moon light on the shore. It's already June, I'm at summer's door. She's just my sign, so good to me. Israeli woman, she set me free. I feel eternity.
Looking back at me.
Fly to France. And we will dance. Ain't got no fear. When she is near. My Levi sister. I gently kissed her. She's just my son.
there is a contingent of people who claim to be on the left, and that includes folks like Glenn Greenwald, Matt Taibbi, and Tulsi Gabbard, and others, who have a very different perspective on Ukraine-Russia from what I would call kind of the mainline progressive left, of which I am a part. Some are like, why aren't you just talking about tankies, the so-called revolutionary left? This is a different group. The alt-left, like Tulsi, is not what would pejoratively be described as a tankie. She's something else. And so that's why we're looking for a different name, and we're calling it the alt-left. Sometimes there really are competing narratives with elements of truth, and we have to be very, very involved in sort of ascertaining what the truth is. On Russia, I believe there is one story. Vladimir Putin's decision to invade Ukraine is the principal aggression in this scenario. Putin has had territorial ambitions for reasons of ego, economics, and geopolitics for decades. He hasn't made those territorial ambitions a secret. He is obsessed with Ukraine for reasons including this sort of vague nostalgia for the USSR, as well as resource and economy and geography related reasons. He's now acting on them, period. Russia invaded Ukraine. Russia isn't respecting Ukraine's border sovereignty. And Putin is now pushing into Kyiv with the bombings that started overnight. Applied anywhere else, no one would accept the idea that, listen, it's legitimate to recognize the separatists in another country as independent and then send in tanks to protect them and then start bombing Kyiv, and it's not an invasion. We wouldn't accept that in almost any other scenario. But the alt-left doesn't agree with that. Now, I'm going to do my best to accurately represent different perspectives from the alt-left, but they include, for example, that the entire government, intelligence, and media apparatus is lying about what happened. This is a very common theme from the alt-left. And again, the alt-left has hammers, and so everything looks like nails to the alt-left. You can't trust the media generically, even though the media means 100 different things. You can't trust intelligence because sometimes intelligence has been wrong. You can't trust world leaders about what's going on. And this often includes more specific counter stories, like this is actually Joe Biden's fault. NATO is to blame as an imperialist force that has overreached. Putin is just defending his country, stuff like that. They said the threat from Putin is overblown. He has no real interest in invading. He doesn't plan to. It's a lie you've been sold by the fear-mongering, bloodthirsty government intel media apparatus for attention, posturing, the military-industrial complex, and clicks, but no invasion is coming. We know that was wrong. These are very clearly bogus takes, not based in evidence. And we now have the benefit of hindsight to see how wrong they were. The Biden administration did something smart. Counter to what happened in 2014 with Crimea, Biden came out and said for a while, our intelligence shows a buildup of troops on the border, which signals maybe Putin wants to invade. And then Biden said, our intelligence is that Putin has made the decision to invade. And then yesterday they said, we have intelligence that there will be a full-scale invasion within 48 hours. It all happened. It all happened. And then Biden was on record saying, this is the plan. And that allows us to say, hey, you know what? We were getting two different stories, and one was correct, and the alt-left was very, very wrong. All along, the Biden administration was detailing exactly what was happening in the expected timeline, and it came true. We'll be right back.
Let's catch up one last time. After Los Bichos back there, we heard Alex Eisenberg from Los Angeles doing Disraeli Woman and Anne in Strange Furs, both from his new record Caravan Chateau. I've played him on the show before. I feel like he's like a modern day white Sam Cooke, kind of. That's what it kind of sounds like. That's what it makes me think of. I think this new Caravan Chateau record is not super strong, though that Disraeli Woman's song is just incredibly good, right? And Anne and Strange Fur is also pretty good. There's a couple other four-star songs, but in general, I think it's kind of like, it's a little bit more boring record, I would say. He needs more Disraeli Woman and less other random, slow, sleepy stuff. Okay, then, just before I start talking, we heard two songs by Sam Evian from New York City. We heard the songs Easy to Love and Time to Melt. That's the title track from his new record, Time to Melt. It's super good. If you like those two songs, you'll probably like the whole thing, so check that out if you're into it. Okay, finishing up this here episode of The Sounds in My Head, we're going to hear Krungbin from Houston, Texas. I've played them on the show before. They've got a lot of releases. They even have a new one out called Texas, which you'd think I'd play something from, but I'm actually not. Instead, I'm playing something off this Mordecai Remixes release that they have, which is sort of like they took their previous record, Mordecai, and let people remix the songs that are on it and put it out as an album. And I just super love this one song from it. And I thought, you know, this is great. It's like perfect for my show. It's some random obscure remix song. But then I was in a restaurant the other day and I heard it playing at the restaurant. So then I started worrying, wait a minute, is this song actually really famous? I'm very oblivious to the outside world. So I never know how popular things are. For all I know, this is like some sort of song that's playing in every club and being danced to by TikTokers. I'm really pretty out of the loop, but I think it's great. So I'm going to play it on the show. We're going to hear it. It's called So We Won't Forget. It's the Meng Dynasty remix, and it's way better than the original from their actual album that it's from, I think. I like this. They didn't even change it that much. They kind of added a beat and whatever. I think it's just vastly superior, though. So without further ado, Krungbin, So We Won't Forget, the Meng Dynasty remix right now, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head. We'll be right back. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Pista, Fresh Start, I Enjoy It, and FFS, all by Los Bichos. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I play at thesoundsinmyhead.com, where you can also find links to where you can follow me on social media or find playlists for season 19. That is this season of the show in Spotify, where I just put all the songs I play on the show that are available in Spotify into that playlist. You can just listen to them all right there. Don't even have to listen to the show, though I appreciate that you do. It makes me happy that people, maybe a few people, listen to the show. It's good. I like that. Thank you. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. I always enjoy hearing from you. And if you have any suggestions for the show, I get so many unsolicited suggestions for the show from just PR firms and like garbage stuff that's all bad that I would never play. But occasionally, people who actually listen to the show email me and suggest things. And those suggestions tend to be pretty good. So, you know, don't hesitate. Daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. I'll see you next time on an all-new episode of the show.